Sewerage 001. In a significant move to improve sanitation and public health, Nakuru County is undertaking a comprehensive rehabilitation of a 279-meter sewer line in Hilton, London Ward, Nakuru West Sub-County. This project, funded by the World Bank through the Kenya Informal Settlement Improvement Project, aims to provide essential sanitation services to over 250 households in the area. The county engineer Michael Kamau, while inspecting on the ongoing works, said the rehabilitation involves the construction of 10 manholes and the installation of UPVC pipes along Gumba Road, connecting to an existing sewer line on Siaya Road. He noted that prior to the upgrade, many residents in the area lacked proper sewage disposal facilities, exposing them to the risk of waterborne diseases such as cholera, typhoid, and dysentery. He observed that by improving the sewage infrastructure, Nakuru County is taking a proactive step to protect public health and the environment. Adding that untreated wastewater often contaminates ecosystems, posing a serious threat to both human health and the environment. Hence, the upgraded sewer system will help to prevent the discharge of untreated water into local waterways, ensuring cleaner and safer communities. Fundis plastering the walls of a drainage system in Nakuru City. The engineer stated that the project is part of a broader effort by the county government to create a more livable and sustainable urban environment. In addition to the sewer upgrade, the project includes the construction of bitumen standard roads, footpaths, stormwater drainage systems, and high-mast floodlights along Gumba, Gecko, and Roho Safi roads. These improvements will enhance the safety and accessibility of the area for residents and businesses. Eng. Kamau commended Governor Susan Kihika for her commitment to safeguarding public health and promoting sustainable development in Nakuru County, emphasizing that the sewer upgrade project is a testament to this pledge and demonstrates the county's dedication to improving the lives of its citizens. He attributed the lack of a comprehensive sewerage system throughout the city to various factors including historical development, resource constraints, topographical challenges and the mushrooming of informal settlements. On historical development, he noted that Nakuru City's growth has been relatively rapid, and its infrastructure has struggled to keep pace. As a result, many areas of the city have developed without adequate sewerage systems. He said that the geography of Nakuru County, including its elevation and terrain, presents engineering challenges for the construction of a sewerage system because certain areas require more complex infrastructure or pumping stations. He further observed that a substantial portion of Nakuru's population lives in informal settlement areas, which often lack basic infrastructure, including sewerage systems, and takes time and resources to integrate them into a large sewage network. However, he said it's important to note that Nakuru County has been making progress in improving its sewerage infrastructure, as evidenced by the recent rehabilitation project in Hilton, London Ward. Admitting that addressing the broader issue of providing a comprehensive sewerage system throughout the city will likely require a long-term and multifaceted approach.